All
right, go again.
Let's play Dallas Train.
Wait, where do you have to take the train?
It's so dark we can take it.
Where are we now, actually?
Where?
Alcabinig is right there. I mean, the big is there.
What is this place
Chica
called?
Chigasidon.
Chigasidon?
Yeah.
You know, this is the space?
Yeah.
That's right there. Right next door.
Oh man, I would love to live in a place like this with a giant fireplace like that. We went to Scotland once, Edinburgh, and we got to stay in this professor, this pharmacology professor's flat, because he works at the universities. He had like 8 bedrooms. Like this flat was like 8 bedroom flat, and the ceilings were like 5 meters high. And every room had like a giant fireplace in there, and he had a view.
That you could like walk into.
He had a view of the Central Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like the fucking best location ever. And then we killed him and took his apartment and sold it.
Have you seen
Escape Plan?
For what?
Stallone. Oh, the new one, no.
No, I haven't seen it, no. But Expendables 2 was the funniest movie ever made. Ever made.
It was very funny.
Is it better?
If you like Arnold.
Yeah. I like it.
Hilarious.
Awesome.
Yes.
The escape plan.
I can't even describe it, but...
So you mean I like it?
There is this Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah.
He goes, they're in the prison. Yeah. I'm a Sundance, right?
Yeah.
They're in the prison. It's a Middle Eastern guy there. And... Sly needs... distraction. So Arnold walks up the Middle East and
comfy,
says,
man.
Hey, well, no, you were. Your mother was my favorite whore in Marrakesh.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, could you polish a bowl?
God, are you serious? He says that? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, my God.
And it just like this.
Oh, shit!
It's so fucking funny.
Oh, I definitely have to see that.
And then Arnold's a fucking in Iceland, and he screams in German.
That's all that fucking shit in German language over there.
It's so fucking funny.
What is amazing about Arnold is he's lived in the States so many years, and he still has that thick accent, you know? I wonder if he, like, does it intentionally.
Have you read his book, Total Recall?
Read his book? Did he write Total Recall?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You should fucking do it.
Holy shit.
That's the fucked up thing about Arnold. Most people think it's dumb.
Right, it's an act, probably.
But yeah, most of it is an act. And the accent is a way for him to market himself.
Right, yeah.
Because I've seen him talk deepest southern accent ever.
Oh, really?
So he can do it, but it's his brand.
Yeah, yeah, it's his brand, yeah.
He's so fucking smart.
Yeah.
He went to the US with like $3 in his pocket. So within 1 year, he earned $1 million.
So that's better than Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's fucking smart.
Yeah. Shit.
So.
And he had access to steroids. Obviously, yeah. That.
Back then, steroids were legal and popular.
Oh, were they legal back then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody used it.
Oh, okay.
It was a way to win.
Yeah, right.
Steroids.
Yeah.
It was
still
dangerous.
It still is.
Yeah. But, back then he wasn't dangerous or anything. So
right.
I don't blame him.
Right. And he still had kids even after all those years with steroids.
So funny.
That's like what's the guy who smoked cigars till he was like 90 something? That comedian, that George Burns. It's like they're like the anti exception for like smoking kills or steroids will shrink your balls and make you sterile.
Arnold is he's really a true American dream. Came to States $3, should make it free. Got $350 million paid.
Fucking nuts.
And within 1 year,
yeah,
he has earned his first million. That's
yeah, that's
you can't say people don't know me because I'm a really huge fan of him. Not just, not just his acting, because I think his acting is pretty funny. He's not a Oscar nominated actor,
right.
I know that,
right.
But it's funny,
yeah. And he acts like he's not funny. Like he's funny when he's not trying to be funny.
He says it himself that I have this dry punchline, some people like it, and blah, blah, blah. He's aware of it of himself. He accomplishes what he tries to do.
Right.
And he said it when he was 14 years old, that I'm going to be the greatest actor and greatest bodybuilder in the world.
Awesome.
And he fucking accomplished it.
Right, I know.
Yeah. He won Miss Olympia.
Yeah.
He was the highest paid actor in the world.
Shit. Yeah, you can't get much better than that. And now he's a governor. Like, now he's a politician,
he's a fucking
too.
Governor of California.
Like, politics is the ultimate power. Like, if you're in politics, you're in the ultimate power.
You can say what the fuck you want about him, but he accomplishes everything that
he sets his mind to. Yeah.
So, he's like dumb. But people think he's dumb because of his accent.
Right.
He's so funny.
I've always suspected that he kept it kind of as his image, you know, that's his image. Like he has a grasp of the English language, you mean? Because the book was so well written.
Have you seen Pumping Iron?
The what?
Pumping Iron.
No.
From the 70s.
No.
It's him pumping up for Mr. Olympia in 1988 or something. And, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno. Yeah, the Hulk.
He's running against him. He's losing, of course.
Yeah.
Arnold's
like twice his size.
No, not that
well,
shit.
Well, height-wise, he's really tall.
No, Lufringo is 195 or something. He's really high.
Serious?
But
oh
Arnold,
my god, Arnold must be
Arnold
huge.
Arnold's really well built.
But how tall is Arnold? Like 215 or something?
No, he's lower than me. 180 or something.
What? Arnold is taller than Lufringo, isn't he? What?
I've been so far from Arnold.
Sweet, dude.
I thought I got it, mom.
Cool.
Awesome. The fucking bodyguard just shot me in the brother way.
Yeah. As if he needs bodyguards, really. Oh, he's getting kind of old now, but I don't know.
He's huge, but compared to me, he's... reached me here or something.
Okay, wow.
But I'm 193.
Okay.
I'm tall. So he's like here.
Really? Are you serious?
Maybe here.
Damn, wow.
Ronald is not the huge, but...
Everybody looks taller on TV. I remember the first time I ever saw Arnold was in Conan the Barbarian. Oh my god, he was like, I'm not gay, but like, he was like my hero, dude. Like, this guy was like, he was so good looking and just, he was like the ultimate man, you know? I mean, obviously, he's
the
first
time I saw him was Terminator 1.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I saw that when I was 12 for the first time.
3,000 something? TV?
was so fucking afraid.
I was 10 years old.
Oh, fuck!
Ram's fist right through your fucking stomach.
Right, I know, yeah. I remember seeing that movie for the first time, too. That's how big of an impression.
Remember seeing Terminator 1 for the first time?
What?
Terminator 1 for the first time?
Yeah, it was 1984, I think. 1984.
You remember where you were? I was at my friend's house.
I saw it in the theater, dude.
In the theater? Oh, you were an older guy. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 43 years old.
I saw it when I was 12.
Oh. So I was 13. My dad saw it in the theater.
13? No, dude, you're 7 years old.
1983.
I was born in 77.
1984, I mean.
Were you in 69 or 70?
71.
70?
Yeah, 70. Well, December, though.
Chris so is
like
69. Isn't Chris 69?
Yeah, he is. So he's 1 year older. Because I skipped a grade, so we were in the same grade.
That's like... T1 is...
Cameron? Yeah, James Cameron.